This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. And of course, we have a bunch of stuff. We are going to get to the Biden family drama as soon as I'm done with Medal of Honor Monday. Is Joe Biden staying? Is he going? There's a division, a very clear division emerging. We're going to talk about the why. We'll do some emails and whatnot. Before we get to any of that, we are going to do Medal of Honor Monday. Now, you know what time it is. Every Monday, we do the same thing at the same time. Start of the second hour, we read a Medal of Honor citation. Every time someone earns a Medal of Honor, they do a write-up. They do a citation on them. And if we don't read them, it's like it never happened. We have to remember the men and remember their deeds. How many of these names don't I know? Don't you know? Men who gave up the entire rest of their lives, many of them, in an act of heroism for this country, and we don't even know their names. And this is also how we spread positive culture, good culture to our children by reading these. And we take email recommendations. You can email us love, hate, death threats, Medal of Honor recommendations. This guy sent this one in December. Jesse, I went through the town of Cavour, South Dakota, population 128, and I thought about all those studs you talk about who might not be joining. Cavour is home to Michael Fitzmaurice, a Medal of Honor recipient. So, without further ado, Vietnam vet, here he was, from a town in South Dakota of 128 people.
Ready, aim,
fire. Honoring those who went above and beyond, it's Medal of Honor Monday.
For conspicuous gallantry and intrepidity in action at the risk of his life above and beyond the call of duty, SPC 4C Fitzmaurice, 3rd Platoon, Troop D, distinguished himself at Kaysan. SPC 4 Fitzmaurice and three fellow soldiers were occupying a bunker when a company of North Vietnamese sappers infiltrated the area. At the onset of the attack, SPC 4C Fitzmaurice observed three explosive charges which had been thrown into the bunker by the enemy. Realizing the imminent danger to his comrades and with complete disregard for his personal safety, he hurled two of the charges out of the bunker. He then threw his flak vest and himself over the remaining charge. By this courageous act, he absorbed the blast and shielded his fellow soldiers. Although suffering from serious multiple wounds and partial loss of sight, he charged out of the bunker and engaged the enemy until his rifle was damaged by the blast of an enemy hand grenade. While in search of another weapon, this guy, SPC 4C Fitzmaurice, encountered and overcame an enemy sapper in hand-to-hand combat. Do I need to remind you he was already blown up twice? Having obtained another weapon, he returned to his original fighting position and inflicted additional casualties on the attacking enemy. Although seriously wounded, SPC 4C Fitzmaurice refused to be medically evacuated and preferred to remain at his post. SP 4C Fitzmaurice's extraordinary heroism and action at the risk of his life contributed significantly to the successful defense of the position and resulted in saving the lives of a number of his fellow soldiers. These acts of heroism go above and beyond the call of duty and are in keeping with the highest traditions of military service and reflect great credit upon SP4C Fitzmaurice and the U.S. Army. What a stud. He's been blown up twice and he kills a guy in hand-to-hand combat. Man, how bad did that other guy feel as his life was leaving? He's got to be thinking to himself, surely this big American's about to die. Oh my gosh, he's way stronger than I thought. It's amazing. Seriously, that's amazing. You know what else is amazing? The drama going on at the White House. Now, I know you're probably boned up on the news, but here's the deal. And there are divisions happening, very clear divisions. The Biden family, this is a lot of this is rumor. I want to clarify that a lot of this is rumor. Now, there are rumors and there are rumors, okay? I heard a rumor that Chris is in there eating shellfish. Probably not very reliable, right? These rumors I'm about to pass along are rumors from very, very credible media sources. They haven't been confirmed by multiple sources. We don't have the emails, the text messages, the video. We don't have public statements. But what I'm about to say is probably true. We know for a fact the Biden family met over the weekend. It was reported that they were meeting for two reasons. For a Vogue magazine photo shoot, I'm not making that up, and to discuss whether Joe Biden should continue to run for president again. Now, there is a division emerging, okay? And here's what it looks like. Joe Biden and the people who either are tethered to him by money, and that's almost undoubtedly what all this is, that's one group. And then there's Joe Biden, his allies of convenience, if you will. You see, these people, all the people you're going to hear right here, they were allies, staunch allies, for a while.
First one, I talked to President Biden, you know, regularly, sometimes several times in a week, or usually several times in a week. His mental acuity is great. All this right-wing propaganda that his mental acuity is declined is wrong. He's going to win the election because he has a great record.
And I'm telling you, this guy's tough. He's smart. He's on his game. And as Secretary Mayorkas said a minute ago, when you go in to brief the president, you better have your big boy pants on. And this kind of sense that he's not ready for this job is just a bucket of BS that's so deep.
That was all those people then. But now they all sound like this.
We're having a serious...
In case you're wondering who this is Jamie Raskin. He is the Democrats' Democrat. He's a world-class piece of communist trash, but there is no lie he won't tell if he's told to do so by the system. You want to talk about somebody who will never lose his system membership card? Jamie Raskin is what the system loves. A moralless, rootless piece of communist garbage who will say and do whatever he's told to do. The ultimate company man. If Democrats asked Jamie Raskin to drop all his clothes and go dance naked in the middle of the street, covered in chocolate syrup, he would do so without a moment of hesitation because that's who he is. Now, why is he talking like this?
We're having a serious conversation about what to do. One thing I can tell you is that regardless of what President Biden decides, our party is going to be unified, and our party also needs him at the very center of our deliberations and our campaign. And so whether he's the candidate or someone else is the candidate, he is going to be the keynote speaker at our convention. He will be the figure that we rally around to move forward and beat the forces of authoritarianism and reaction.
Hey, whether he's the candidate or not, I mean, he's gonna speak at the convention. You want to talk about the ultimate backhanded compliment? Hey, Joe's going to be super involved, like really, really involved, guys. And he's going to be involved and super involved and really involved. And we'll even let him speak. Anyway, he's going to be. Okay, so Jamie Raskin, he's off of it. But that's the Democrats. We have all these headlines. White House aides admit Biden is only dependably engaged between the hours of 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Yes, as we've talked about forever, that's called sundowning. People with dementia, at the end of the day, take a nosedive that is visible. If you've ever been around these people, it's like a... It's probably not the right word I want to say, but it's like a light switch gets flipped. It really is. It's like the lights get turned off. You can have, if you're going to have conversations with them before it gets too bad, it always has to happen during the day, preferably in the morning. By the time evening rolls around, I'm sure there are a bunch of brilliant doctors and medical people who know why, but they just they lose it. It's gone. So that Joe Biden has dementia, and now White House aides are talking about it. Jamie Raskin, the Democrats' Democrat, he's dumping Joe Biden. We've played for you all the audio before of the most embarrassing people. Joe Scarborough, The View, the most embarrassing Biden suck-ups in the world are now, well, I mean, I guess he probably should. It is for the best for democracy. But that's not, it's not universal. James Clyburn, congressman in South Carolina, very powerful congressman. He doesn't see the problem with Joe.
Yes, it was a bad performance. I've been around these things. I've been a part of debate preparation before, and I know what when I see what I call preparation overload. And that's exactly what was going on the other night.
Yeah, he just overprepared. So what's with the division? How do we explain this? We'll explain it in just a moment, then we'll do some emails and other things. Before we explain that, let me explain this. IFCJ has a petition, a pledge, if you will. And look, occasionally on the show, we ask for things. Try not to do that very much, but we ask for things. If it's a cause we believe in, a good cause, we ask for things. I don't know if I ever asked for something as easy as signing a pledge. What it is, it's a pledge saying, hey, the Israeli people are being slaughtered, attacked, bombed, rocketed. Gosh, just every horrible thing you can possibly go through. They're in the middle of a war right now. We don't see that. We don't experience it because we're not there, but they're in the middle of a war right now. The people we hung out with over there when we did our trip through the Holy Land and we, you know, where they crucified Jesus and everything else, all those people, they're going through hell right now. Still talk to them. And all IFCJ is asking for is that we sign a pledge. Support IFCJ.org. They're going to present this pledge to Netanyahu. It's going to be really freaking cool. Support IFCJ.org. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. And what are we doing tonight? We are absolutely sitting here for 3 hours a night, seeing what can be, unburdened by what has been.
I can imagine what can be and be unburdened by what has been, you know?
What can be unburdened by what has been?
What can be unburdened by what has been?
What can be unburdened by...
I can't. All right, shut up. Shut up. Back to the Biden drama. So every media hack, all these Democrats in the House and the Senate, Democrats on down ballot races across the country, they all want Joe Biden to go. Joe's got to go. Joe's got to go. He's hurting the ticket. He's hurting the ticket. Oh, God, Joe's got to go. But James Clyburn, he's that very, very powerful Republican from South Carolina. He shares something. I'm about to have a theory for you. He shares something with the Biden family. Apparently, the Biden family over the weekend told Joe not to go. Hunter, Jill, all of them, they gathered around discussing their options. Rumor has it Obama even personally said he's got to go. Rumor also has it Jill Biden confronted Obama to his face and said no, he doesn't. Gave him the old...
Joe Biden.
Can you imagine that voice in person? That would be brutal. That's, again, the first lady giving a speech when no one elected her to do anything and no one needs to hear her mouth at all. But either way, we'll set that aside. Why is Jill Biden, Hunter Biden, and James Clyburn, the congressman from South Carolina, why would they all be encouraging Joe Biden to stay when everyone else says he should go? Tell you what, let's take this in order. James Clyburn. Maybe you don't know much about James Clyburn. If you're one of the people listening to the sound of my voice in South Carolina, you do. But who is James Clyburn? Okay, he's a congressman, a member of the House from South Carolina. What's his deal? Well, there are much different levels of power with people who share the same title lots of the time. Did you know that? Much, much, much different levels of power, especially when it comes to something called the House of Representatives, which you know about. If I'd won my race for Congress, you know, I ran for Congress twice. And let's say I won by 4,000 votes instead of losing by 4,000 votes. And boom, there I am. I think I was 27. 27-year-old Jesse walking into Congress. How much power would I have had over my fellow congressman in the caucus? Whatever caucus it would have been, mine would have been the Freedom Caucus, but how much power would I have been? Not much. I'm a freshman congressman. No one even knows who I am. No one knows if I'm even going to be there another term. No, I haven't had a chance to raise money for anybody. I'm not walking in there swaying anything. Now, if you take a Republican who was in the House at the time, like a John Boehner, to be fair, he had the same title I would have had, member of Congress, representative. But he had huge amounts of power. Of course, James Clyburn's not just your average everyday Democrat. He is majorly powerful. He's not only majorly powerful, he's majorly powerful amongst a group you need badly if you're going to be the Democrat nominee for president. James Clyburn is incredibly powerful with black Democrats in South Carolina. And this is going to get into some politico weed territory here, but just stay with me because it's going to make more sense as we go along in case you don't remember all this story. So let's rewind a little bit. Let's come back to the meeting. Let's rewind back to the Democrat primary. Remember, Trump gets elected in 2016. He's running. Everything's going fine. Democrats decide they're going to go after him. Of course, they would. And they have a big primary. You remember who was in that primary. At least you remember most of them. Remember, it had a huge gaggle of people in there. Eric Swalwell. Dome was in there. She was part of the primary. Elizabeth Warren. You surely can't forget that. Elizabeth Warren is the one who took a DNA test to prove she was part Indian, and the DNA test came back conclusively stating Elizabeth Warren is the whitest human being in the history of the world, and instead of keeping that DNA test quiet, she advertised the fact that she's the whitest human on earth. Anyway, Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. And what happened at the time was Democrats, the Democrat power brokers, were talking major donors. It would be the Pelosi's of the world. They were looking at who was winning the Democrat primary, and that who was winning that Democrat primary was Bernie Sanders. And then they were looking at general election polling, and they're looking at the problems Bernie Sanders can bring. And they said to themselves, this is not going to work. We're not going to be able to beat Trump. Beating Trump is the only thing that matters. So let's get Joe Biden. Hey, at least people know who he is. He was vice president under Obama. Obama's still popular in Democrat circles. Let's grab Joe Biden. He's sitting there in retirement. He's not doing anything. Let's grab Joe and let's make him run for president. So they did. They went out and grabbed Joe Biden. Hey, Joe, you're running now. Only Joe was running into some problems. He was running into real problems. All this is going to come back to the meeting they had. So just stay with me. I have a theory going on here. We'll come back to that in a moment. Before we get to that, I know what you're probably sitting there thinking right now. Jesse, how are you so focused?
But my focus is just stay focused.
Well, I take a lot of chalk. I'll be honest with you. I don't even know how many chalk products I use now. Look, I love natural supplements anyway. I believe in natural things. I try to avoid the other ugly side of that world as much as possible. So I have chalk lip powder. I don't even tell you about that very much. It's just packed full of vitamins and minerals. You start your day with that. Pour it in a smoothie, glass of milk, whatever, first thing in the morning. Chad mode, little pre-workout Chad mode. I lifted today. Chad mode got me fired up. All natural, natural caffeines. And you already know about the male vitality stack. But they have female vitality stack. They have seven wonders. They have armor. If you're wondering what all these things do, why don't you reach out to Chalk and talk to them about it? You know they'll talk to you. You might just find yourself feeling so much better than you have in years. Call or text them. 50CHOK3000. That's 50CHOK3000. Tell them I sent you. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Remember, you can email the show, Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. Back to what we were talking about. I have a theory. I'm going to get to my theory in a moment. So the only people right now encouraging Joe Biden to keep running are his immediate family and James Clyburn and a couple other ancillary characters. But we're focusing on James Clyburn for a moment. We're doing a little history. Remember, Joe Biden jumps in the Democrat primary challenging Trump in 2020. And Joe Biden is not winning this primary. He's not. He's having a hard time getting traction. The poll numbers aren't looking good. He's got a Bernie Sanders problem. What's he going to do? And then there was a huge Democrat primary state coming up, South Carolina. Republicans and Democrats both focus on South Carolina. We don't have to cover all the details of why, but just know, if you want to be president, if you want to be the Republican nominee or Democrat nominee, it really, 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 really helps to win South Carolina. Joe Biden was facing a situation where his poll numbers, he was not catching on with Democrat voters. His poll numbers weren't where they should be. And he needed South Carolina. It wasn't one of these situations where he's all, you know what? It'd be nice if we had it. It was a conversation of, if we don't have South Carolina, I don't think we can win this primary. That's where Joe Biden was. And then, at the exact moment when he needed it most, a James Clyburn of South Carolina comes forward. Now remember, you don't have to understand all the details of this. James Clyburn is the most powerful voice by a mile with black Democrats in South Carolina. As James Clyburn says, they go. And there's another part of that. As black Democrats go in South Carolina, so does the Democrat primary. You go into South Carolina, you win the black vote, you win the Democrat primary in South Carolina. And James Clyburn is the man who is going to make that decision for you. And out of the blue, Joe frigging Biden steps forward, and James Clyburn is his biggest champion. He not only endorses Joe Biden, he endorses him publicly. He runs to every single television station. Joe Biden's the only one who can protect black people from Trump taking us back to slavery and every despicable thing you could possibly say. James Clyburn said it, endorsing Joe Biden and campaigning against Donald Trump. And voila, Joe Biden wins South Carolina. The Democrat Party it does what it does. It runs everyone else out of the race. Joe Biden's all of a sudden the Democrat nominee. You stuff some ballot boxes a little while later, and boom, Joe Biden's president of the United States of America. James Clyburn is as responsible as anyone in the country for Joe Biden being the president of the United States of America. And he's still out there joining just Jill and Hunter, encouraging him to keep going and making every excuse in the world.
I don't like the debate where nobody will do any fact checking. You just say what you want to say. You know it's a lie. The guy told 30 some odd lies. And nobody checked him on it and said that was up to Joe Biden to do. I'm not too sure. If I ask you a question and you lie to me with the answer, I ought to follow up and give you what the facts are and see what your reaction to that would be. So that, to me, was not the way to plan the debate.
It was the planners. Why weren't they fact-checking Biden? And now to my theory. Why would James Clyburn come out and support Joe Biden in that primary? That's really the question. He handed him South Carolina, and in so doing, he handed him the Democrat nomination, and really, in so doing, handed him the White House. Why, though? Well, my theory, I should have probably led with this. It is a bit vague, but my theory is this. Chris said a paycheck. Maybe it was money for Jim. Maybe it was money for a family member. We know the Bidens, that's what they do. I don't know what it would be. But I do know this, or at least I should say I suspect this. I shouldn't say I know. That's not fair. I tell you when I know something. I don't want to act like I know this. I suspect that James Clyburn has a very, very, very sweetheart deal that is only sweet as long as Joe Biden occupies the White House. Whether that's illegal, I don't know. Doesn't always have to be illegal. Remember, when you're president of the United States of America, you've got a big old fat Rolodex. It doesn't mean he's handing James Clyburn a briefcase full of cash underneath a Chili's on a Friday night. It might mean James Clyburn's granddaughter has a job at a powerful law firm she never would have got otherwise because Joe Biden's big donor hired it. You don't know what it looks like. But for James Clyburn to be one of the only powerful Democrats nationwide who's staying with him tells me that James Clyburn is tied financially in some way to Joe Biden. And that, of course, brings us to the Biden family. They had a meeting this weekend. Hunter Biden was there. Jill Biden was there. And the entire world, Democrats, Republicans, everybody. Everyone's calling for Joe Biden to get out of the race. Joe, bow out. Joe, bow out. Republicans want him to bow out because he's a disaster. Democrats want him to bow out because he can't win. They don't care that he's a disaster. He can't win. Well, we'll come back to that in a minute. They don't think he can win, I should say. But why Jill and Hunter, why did they reportedly vehemently encourage Joe Biden to stay in the race? No, he's not going anywhere. Why? Well, I'm looking right now at why. What am I looking at? Are you watching on the simulcast? You know they simulcast the show on the First TV if you ever want to watch me do the radio show, which I don't know. I don't know why you would, but I'm here doing the show. If you want to watch me do it, it's on the First TV. Do you want to see why? I'll do a visual for you, and then I'll explain it. That's why. What am I holding up? This is the cover of Vogue magazine. And who is that? That is Jill Biden on the cover of Vogue magazine. Remember this about the Biden family. It's not a recent thing that they became a criminal organization. From a very, very early time in Joe Biden's career. If you're to believe some reporters, this happened actually before he was even elected. But whatever the case, early in his career, it was decided that Joe would be the politician. He was the figurehead. And he would use his political power, wherever that was, Congress, Senate, vice president, presidency. He would use that political power to enrich all of his family members, all the people around him. They are all simply moons orbiting around Joe Biden. Joe Biden is their meal ticket, and Joe Biden has been the Biden family meal ticket for decades. Joe, having access to power, having access to your money, is the only reason a lot of these people aren't on food stamps. And so if you're confused in any way why Jill Biden could be such a heartless witch and encourage her husband to keep running, and Hunter Biden could look at his feeble father practically on his deathbed on the debate stage and say, "Hey, Dad, go get him again," or why anyone in his orbit is encouraging Joe Biden to stay, just know this. 100% of the people calling for Joe Biden to stay have a financial interest in Joe Biden remaining just where he is. That's why they're encouraging Joe Biden to stay. Don't forget it. All right? All right. We're going to make fun of Dome, and we're going to talk about Ilhan Omar. But first, I owe you emails. I'm so far behind. I don't know that I've done one, and that's not good. So let's dig into some emails. But first, let's dig into this. Training. Training with your weapon. You know, it's fun to talk about. Sometimes it's hard to find the time. Sometimes it's hard to find the money. A good range day costs you $100 anymore, depending on a few things. And plus, it's hot now, outdoor range, or do you want to go sweat? Do you know you can get really good with your weapon in the comfort of your home without firing a shot? Did you know that? Mantis X is what it's called. It's what the Green Berets use. It's what the United States Marines use. You want military-grade technology? You want what the professionals practice with? Buy a Mantis X. They'll deliver it to your front door. It attaches to your weapon. You dry fire practice in the comfort of your home with feedback, with coaching. You will get really good, really fast without firing a shot. MantisX.com is where you go. MantisX.com. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Now, I owe you some emails before we get on to some other things. Steve Bannon going to jail starting today. Oh, and this doozy, too. So I have a thing that we should probably discuss. The idiots... I'm going to be really, really nice. The idiots are out there and they're trying to get AM radio removed from vehicles. They're trying to have AM radio removed from vehicles. It's very obvious what they're doing, but we'll set aside the obvious parts. And let me just say this really quickly. In rural areas, it's obviously city people doing this. In rural areas, AM radio is an emergency necessity. You need things like this. Tornado coming. Am I the only one who's lived rurally? AM radio is what people rely on. So if you wouldn't mind, I'm asking for a favor. I want you to text the letters AM, Alpha Mike, to the number 52886. The number is 52886. All that is you're encouraging Congress in this AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act to stop this insanity of stripping this thing out of vehicles. It's not like I want it to be the only thing in vehicles, but man, I'm telling you, this is a necessity for people. Not everyone lives in freaking New York City. People need these things. AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act. What you need to do is text AM to 52886. All right? It does matter. Asking for a favor, go for it. Let's do some emails. Jesse, just an observation I wanted to share. It seems like the entire left is shocked about Joe Biden after the debate performance. Up until yesterday, they were 100% behind him, declaring he was in fit, tip-top mental shape, so on and so forth. And now, as of today, they can't run away fast enough. You have to ask... Given how highly they thought of him before, is it right to abandon your guy simply because he had a bad debate performance? I mean, doesn't everyone have an off day every now and then? Yeah. Okay, let's talk about this. Why did they all turn on a dime? Your liberal Aunt Peggy turned on a dime too, didn't she? Didn't she? The Democrat in your life, you know you work with one. Maybe you're related to one, live next to one. The Democrat in your life turned on Joe Biden, didn't they? Have you talked to him since? What they put on Facebook? They turned on him. Why? Shouldn't they just stick with their guy? What's their problem? What's the deal? Okay, let's talk about that. Democrats, we'll set that aside. Communists are more robot than human. I'm not going to go into the whole thing on it I've done before, but this is what I mean. I don't mean that as insulting as it came out. The only reason you would choose to be on the left, it's not like you, forget Republicans or libertarians or nationalists or any of those people. If you choose to be on the left, that's a choice. The only reason you would ever make that choice is you want to belong as part of a group. You want to be part of a group. And the reason you want to be part of a group is there's safety and security as being part of the group. You don't have to think. You don't want to think. So when I talk about the hive mind, these people are robots now. They don't have thoughts of their own. They think whatever they're told to think. They say whatever they're told to say. Whatever the hive mind has decided, your liberal Aunt Peggy will agree with. So the hive mind could come out today and say chocolate ice cream is the best. And liberal Aunt Peggy, without a minute of hesitation, will go immediately to social media and she'll blow up your 4th of July party and everything else saying, I love chocolate ice cream. Chocolate ice cream's the best. Only chocolate ice cream. And you're a fascist if you hate chocolate ice cream. And then, like that, the hive mind can say, chocolate sucks. Vanilla's the best. And without any shame, without any humility, without any hesitation, liberal Aunt Peggy will walk into the same party that day saying, I love vanilla. I can't believe you serve chocolate here. That's disgusting. That is because these people not only don't think, they don't want to. That's what I've tried to get through to you over and over and over again. They didn't flip on Joe Biden because of his debate performance. That's why the system flipped on Joe Biden. Your liberal Aunt Peggy flipped on Joe Biden because that's what the system told her to do. And if she wants to remain part of the system, and she does, because the system is her God. It's her belief system. It's her entire life. If she's not welcomed as part of that, oh my gosh, her whole world comes apart. So the system, it told her last Wednesday that Joe Biden was sharp and vibrant, and anyone saying otherwise is lying, and those videos were cheap fakes, and it's not fair what they're saying to Joe, who has a stutter. And then Thursday, he has a bad debate, and Friday, she wakes up and says, this guy has to go. We have to stop Trump. Joe isn't ready. Well, we have to get rid of him. Because they say what they're told. You can't make sense of it because you think. You think logically. You think for yourself. These people do not. It is their great strength and their great weakness. They don't think and they don't want to think. They want to be told what to think. All right. Let's talk about Ilhan Omar. Does she represent America? Speaking of thinking, how's your mind work anymore? Do you lose your train of thought a lot? Do you feel kind of foggy sometimes? I don't remember. You know, they say, it happens with age. It may happen at some point with age, but you know when it definitely happens? It happens when your T levels drop, gentlemen. When your testosterone levels drop, your mind gets foggy. Your mood gets worse and your mind gets foggy. And if you don't believe me, take a male vitality stack from Chalk for 90 days. I use the word fog because I've done this. I've been taking it for 2 years, but I remember. It's like a fog slowly just evaporates from your mind. And your mind works so much better. It's amazing. Highly recommend it. And there's a female vitality stack for the ladies. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse, gets you a huge discount on subscriptions for life. Or you can call them or text them. 50-CHUCK-3000. We still have a whole hour. Hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast.